Three university ministries hit by Hurricane Katrina. A growing church in Burma has been shut down, and Radio Peace in Sudan is upgraded. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
There's no question these kids are shell-shocked.
That's InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Bruce Allwood, who tells us Hurricane Katrina has affected three university campus ministries, Tulane, University of New Orleans, and the University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. However, class did start there this week, where one in five students is homeless. The disaster has provided more ministry opportunities for them.
Our staff member there was able to arrange a prayer walk in six of the major dorms on that campus. When they started up, the head residents allowed our staff and student leaders to provide prayer support for any students in that dorm that would like it.
As the need for ministry has actually increased, funding in this region is in question.
Many of those sources for us, foundations, local churches, are gone right now that was providing financial support for our campus staff. And so we know we're going to have to look for some creative ways to fill in behind the loss of that funding.
Next, with the Gulf Coast region still reeling from Hurricane Katrina, Food for the Poor, along with partnering churches, are expanding the scope of relief. Over 7,500 volunteers are teaming up to distribute aid throughout the Gulf Coast area. Since the relief effort began, over 140 tractor trailers filled with aid, plus 60 additional containers, have hit the crisis zone. Distribution teams believe that they're acting as the hands and feet of Christ as they meet both physical and spiritual needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's instability under President Robert Mugabe continues to affect ministry. Many times, gatherings are stopped because of the fear of political insurrectionist messages. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says their children's camp ministry came under fire just last month. On the first day of camp, police disrupted the meetings and tried to break up the group, but the people rejected the order and gathered anyway.
That's the exciting part, is we're able to share Christ, and the people are so hungry for it that they'll stand up to the police. When they went back the next day, they were called back, and they cautioned them not to do political things, but go ahead with the camp.
There is another challenge, though.
One of the big needs that the people are screaming for is study materials. The pastors are saying, we aren't equipped because we don't have Bibles, we don't have the study materials that we need and could use to equip ourselves so that we can go to the people. We've got a container that's been sitting down there for about 2 months, and it just seems like getting them the materials is a big problem.
Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that a growing church in Myanmar or Burma has been shut down. According to their sources, the Full Gospel Assembly, located in the capital city, is not allowed to carry on any further activities. Others say authorities have been cracking down on several Christian churches in recent months because of the large number of Buddhists who have converted to Christianity. Pray for a continued outreach so that many will come to faith in Christ. And finally, the peace of Sudan is off the front pages these days. Brad Phillips of Persecution Project Foundation says Radio Peace is a unique project in Sudan. More than that, it will continue to share the peace of Christ regardless of the political turmoil in that country.
Whether peace comes or whether the peace agreement doesn't hold, we see Radio Peace as an opportunity to help plant the gospel in the war-torn nation of Sudan. And right now, we're really thankful that we were able to recently upgrade our equipment.
Phillips explains that there's a continued hunger to keep the radio project alive.
We're broadcasting the gospel now in seven languages, in Arabic, in Juba Arabic, in Dinka, in Bari, in Zandi, in Nuer, in English, and it's reaching the geography of Sudan through these two transmitters.
But it comes at a price. Go to our website if you'd like to help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.